That was at Livonia Sound, which was that's also where Flirt recorded and some other bands. I can't remember who off the top of my head, but that was a great studio. It was in a basement of a guy's house, but it wasn't what you picture when you picture a basement studio. It was this guy, Henry, who was in the construction business, retired, and his kid played guitar. And he had, aside from construction, he had his hand in this business and that business and invested in this and that. Some not strictly legal. Like one time we came in to talk, pay up for our studio time and, try to get a better deal or whatever. And in the middle of negotiations, he pulls out a box and said, "By the way, do you boys know anybody who could use one of these?" And he like pulls out a 8K-47. Like, "No, I don't think so." Okay. Puts it away and then went back to talking about studio time. But anyway, so he built this place. He built the studio and then built a house over it. So, and to build the studio, he hired this guy, Ed Moon, who used to work at Motown before they moved out to Hollywood. And so he knew his shit. And so he designed the studio and built it in this basement in Livonia where you would never suspect it. When it was done, it looked like just any suburban house in Livonia, but there was a 16 track studio and this brilliant engineer who just sat there mumbling and eating windmill cookies the whole time, every session that I ever did there. And like Skid had and Rocky had recorded there a year or two earlier, and so they got us into that place, and Skid helped us out with the recording because we had no idea what to do in a studio really. We recorded four or five songs at like a 8-track studio in a like storefront in Redford a couple years before that, and. Although there are moments of good music, it just sounded like a bunch of kids recording in a crappy studio, which is not much of a recommendation.